only the arrivals and departures, but also the marks left behind. It was a vivid encounter zone of Istanbul, the capital and the major port city of the Ottoman Empire, that enabled us to examine the historical, demographic, and architectural aspects of this prolific urban space. Firstly, we try to define Pera in historical context. Therefore, we chronologically examine the development of the district. Secondly, we define the axis that emerged in Pera along with its topographic location. Thus, we clearly saw the lines and directions of population movements within the district. Naturally, it was crucial to assess the structural elements that shaped Pera. The vertical line stretching from the port of Karaköy to the hills of Pera and Taksim has been a significant artery, welcoming numerous visitors every year. As we all know, İstiklal Caddesi, formerly Grand Rue de Pera, has been the most visited avenue not only in Istanbul, but also in Turkey. This 2 kilometer axis provides a glance into past 250 years. These are some of our process photos that we detect places. While this main artery, Grand Rue de Pera, has been cut horizontally by other axes merging Pera into Kasımpaşa, the surrounding areas, another topographical border has been created in the east towards the Bosphorus by the hills of Cihangir and Tophane. In the light of these considerations, Pera seemed like a demarcated city within Istanbul. It was widely known as the Europeanized region of the capital during the Ottoman times, but for us, it was a laboratory for experiencing Western habits. It was an intense cultural environment and remarkably intertwined with the polyglot and multinational rhythm that's characterizing Istanbul. One of the most significant features distinguishing Pera from other European cities was the demographic complexity, which included various religions. Many religious communities existed here with their institutions and practices that were reflecting in everyday life. The cemeteries, for instance, provided encounter zones for those people who were often historically and culturally separated. Having been pervaded the hillsides of Pera, those graveyards interestingly contradicted the glaring vitality of the district. The Golden Horn constituted a natural border dividing Pera from Topkapı Palace, which was the former residence and administrative headquarters of Ottoman sultans. When the center of power shifted to Dolmabahçe Palace on the coast of Beşiktaş near Pera in 1850s, the district's relationship with the Ottoman elite also changed. Pera was already sheltering embassies and consulates, which were the reference points for our study because the dynamism initially expanded from the limited urban space surrounding them. Additionally, the carrefours linking Grand Rue de Pera to surrounding neighborhoods constituted another reference point for us. Then, of course, the monumental institutions like Mektebi Sultani, today's Galatasaray Lisesi here, and the Galatasaray Carrefour, or many other blending spots like Pera Palace Hotel and Tokatlian Hotel were crucial for us because those were the contact zones in which people from diverse backgrounds came together and established ongoing relationships. As of the first half of the 19th century, Pera became a passageway of a cosmopolitan influx. For many people, the district was a station on their journey. Those years were busy. Or many artists settled here to experience Orient while establishing networks in this prolific European atmosphere. Additionally, those who came to Istanbul during the Crimean War enormously boosted the social life of the region. Or Polish people sought refuge here for political reasons in mid-19th century. The street now called Nur Ziya, for instance, near the San Antoine Church, formerly named Polish Street. Decades later, the civil war that broke out after the revolution of 1917 would bring almost 200,000 Russian emigres to Istanbul, who marked the urban culture, especially in Pera. The union of Russian artists in a picture you can see, held exhibitions, mostly in Mayak, located in Bursa Sokak, Pera. This is our map. We just show with the dots the places we detected. Those changes engraved in the urban fabric demonstrate the fertile grounds provided for transitions. Examining the developments through the population movements made the contact zones and residential characteristics more visible for us, which were significantly interrelated with the people that permanently or temporarily stayed here. Tracing the individual histories revealed the footprints left by them on the urban space that showed us the artist studios, homes, restaurants, institutions, bars, cafes where people came together to generate and exchange ideas. It also enabled us to decode the meanings attached to those venues. For example, Istanbul did not have a proper exhibition space until the Maya Art Gallery opened in 1950. Until that time, the cultural ambience of Pera had been entwined significantly with numerous temporary exhibition spaces, like florists, stationery shops, or even churches. Demographic fluctuations directly affect the social and cultural dynamics of a city, and Pera had been molded by rapid revivals and inactions of its cultural atmosphere. However, this unique diversity would suffer from the continuous conflicts, beginning with the Italo-Turkish War of 1911 that caused the exodus of Italian Levantines, the Armenian massacres of 1915 and 1916, and Greco-Turkish War fought between 1919 and 1922 would reduce the numbers of Ottoman Greek and Ottoman Armenian population. Although Istanbul welcomed the transnational influx of people during the Allied occupation between 1918 and 1923, while it was still an imperial capital, its multinationalistic atmosphere had begun dissolving with the emergence of modern Turkey. "How happy is the one who says I'm Turk?" the famous expression of the young republic, had drastic consequences for non-Muslim residents of Istanbul, who were now seen as the dwindling minorities. As a result of strong anti-minority sentiments, Greek community would be persecuted in 1955. In 1964, those who held Greek passports but resided in Turkey were obliged to leave the country. Consequently, the non-Muslim population would emigrate from Istanbul throughout the 20th century. Neither the country nor Istanbul could maintain its traditionally multi-ethnic structure of the Ottoman past. Therefore, Pera, now becoming Beyoğlu, lost its complex and fascinating heterogeneity. In our study, we did not discuss the intense internal migration movements from rural areas to Istanbul, which started in the 1950s, and migration still continues today. There is still a region in Beyoğlu where immigrants from Sudan and Somalia or Iraq and Syria live together. Today, Tarlabaşı provides asylum for refugees. It used to be a great neighborhood where many artists prefer to settle. Despite the problematic living conditions, Tarlabaşı, widely known as the back streets of Beyoğlu, shelters still a unique diversity. Thank you very much.